I was chilling with Mr. Tate.
Andrew wakes up in the morning, walks down, coffee, now, water, here. Sits down at his computer, plays chess. Emails here, chess here. The way that they talk to women is just, wow. Fresh's birthday at one point, and he's like, oh, let's go to the club and then like do a party at the house. And Trish is like, no, if I go out, I do it big. Go big or go home. So we get the biggest section, of course.
Yeah.
All the bottles, the baddest or at the highest level of the club. And then even then, if there's a nice girl, the Tristan will just reach out his hand and then they come to our section. They're exactly what they say they are.
So let's start off by just catching up a little bit, bro. Because you've been all over the planet, right?
Mm.
You came back from Romania not too long ago.
Yeah.
And immediately when you came back, you got banned.
I was in London, actually.
Oh.
From Bucharest, and then we took a private jet with Andrew so he can go to Piers Morgan. I was in London.
Uh-huh.
And then banned in London, back here. Now I'm in LA.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling very optimistic. I just spoke to somebody of a certain company, and I think things are looking good.
Right.
We'll see what happens. I'm speaking to many CEOs of many companies trying to see where I go.
Right.
Just trying to leverage my options and where I can bring my enthusiastic, motivated audience right now, because now is going to be the shift. A big turn in social media is going to happen.
Yeah.
People are starting to wake up to how freedom of speech is dead.
Right.
I think I've proven that in the last 3 months, how it's completely dead.
Right. So these platforms are giving you the place to say whatever the fuck you want.
They will give you that platform, but then also look what happened to Kanye.
What happened to Kanye?
Ye was just banned from Chase Bank for talking about a certain religion and how they control the media and how they control cancel culture. He started talking about that, got banned from Chase Bank. So you can talk about it, but it's, do you really want to?
Right.
Do you really want to get like deplatformed but debanked?
Yo, man. Yeah, if you deplaned,
can't, if you no can't fly list.
Withdraw money? That's a problem.
That's a problem. So it's just you have to decide how much is really worth talking about, which has always been a problem for me. I like to say whatever the fuck they're telling me not to say.
Right.
I don't want to get debanked.
Yeah. So the first. Okay. So what do you think YouTube really? Because there's I could point to like maybe 3-4 instances where I'm like, YouTube might take you down for this.
What?
I think the first one was with the one guy, the other YouTuber pointed out. You were just like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck this bitch.
No,
like,
I didn't say that.
See, yeah, she likes to get fucked like this.
No. She needs to get fucked. See, this is the hypocrisy. Women will call men incels on a regular basis.
Uh-huh.
You know, you always hear, that guy just needs to get laid.
Right.
Don't you hear that all the time?
Yeah.
So this is a 30-year-old feminist, blue-haired bitch,
uh-huh,
queen, who is constantly the name of her channel. I don't give a damn. I don't give a this fucking blue-haired old ass bitch, Chad. Her whole name is making fun of men. Chad. So I flip it on you, bitch. Right. Old ass feminist. You want to have kids. You don't make no sense because you don't know how to let go of your power and your ego.
Right.
And admit the fact that you need to get fucked. That's why you're making no sense. Why you're complaining about men on a regular basis. That's why you're power tripping. Somebody needs to shut the fuck up with your feminism. Yeah, come here. Flip it on you. You call us incels? You're a femcel. What's up? But look at the hypocrisy. When I say that, it's problematic.
But you don't think she needs some like love? It like maybe she needs some
that
some
is passionate love. That's passionate.
No. That's aggressive. Okay, there's
aggressive
like
is passion.
Aggressive and hate. And then there's like passion. Like oh yeah,
no right.
Yeah, you like
Jimmy. You know what's up? Right after you do that, like yeah, shut the with the feminism. Oh, come here. Like, let me grab your blue hair and stroke it.
Yeah, let me kiss you real passionately.
Let me grab your armpit hair.
But see, you left that part out. And I think that's where people got it misconstrued. Like, damn, bro. It looks aggressive. It looks like, yo, I'm like we're in the back of a fucking club, like by an alleyway. I'm just, right? That's not a passion. You know, you got to like light up some candles.
That is passion. That is passion, man. When she can't speak because she's there's like snot coming out of her nose and she's tearing up. That's passion. That's passion.
Yeah, that's one form. Is okay. That's your stroking.
It's not always. That's not always how it goes, man. I'm being facetious. I'm exaggerating, but I'm also trying to give her a taste of her own medicine.
Right.
That's how it feels.
Yeah,
to be criticized about how much sex you have on a regular basis. Nobody can criticize you because you're a girl. You're a protected class. You're a feminist with bangs. No one's ever going to make fun of you for the same thing that you make fun of men for.
Right. They do get an overwhelming amount of support. And I feel like those people basically don't get checked by modern society. And you're the person to check them, right?
I'm the martyr.
The martyr?
And I went down in flames.
Damn, bro.
in a burning fire of soy boy and feminist tears.
Okay, let's rewind a little bit.
Big tech hating me, censoring me.
Hey, what's going on? Before I head out today, I gotta get my skincare right. I'm actually gonna do a quick skincare routine, and you know, the reason why I have such silky, smooth skin is because of T. Chanley. Bro, what's the first thing girls notice when they first meet you? Your face, right? So you wanna make this as presentable as possible. Thank you to T. Chanley for sponsoring today's video because they make the entire skincare routine as simple as possible. And they break it down right here, boom. You got your 2 times per week facial exfoliation scrub, your AM and PM moisturizer. You got to get the SPF. Blocks you from the sun. Your skin naturally, it's gonna have dirt, it's oily. Your pores, that's clogging up when you sweat. So that's what the scrub is for. You know, as you get older, right? Yeah, I'm sure you guys are grown up. You wanna keep this as youthful as possible. I turned 27, bro. Look at my skin. It's nice.
I don't know how to talk about the jeans.
It's because I got a leg up on all of y'all. I'm Asian.
Members of T. Chanley get exclusive benefits, including 20% off their retail price. So because T. Chanley sponsored today's video, I'm offering you guys a great deal. Just click on the first link in the description box and get 30% off your first box plus a free gift. So click on that link and get started today. And you know, if you're Asian watching this, bro, like, you gotta get your facial on point, bro. Especially with these Korean girls, they admire a clean f-ing face. About to put on the SPF for the day.
How is chilling with Mr. Tate?
They're exactly what they say they are. Uh-huh. Andrew and Tristan are everything that you would expect.
So are they like that serious all the time? Like, are they always trying to like and preach to everybody? Like, were they trying to preach to you?
Andrew wakes up in the morning and he walks down and he's like, coffee, now, water, here. He sits down at his computer, plays chess. Emails here, chess here, thank you. Come here. Just on his lap, still playing chess, doing his work, sipping his coffee. Let's go work out. And then he does like, we're benching. He's like, okay, I've got to go. Puts on his jacket, gets on a jet, and then he's out somewhere else. I'm like, okay, cool. There's not a second wasted in their time. Tristan was pretty sick a lot of time there, but Tristan's more
like chill and like homey and...
See, that's not the right word. Maybe more chill, a little more relaxed in some senses, but also extremely more aggressive in a lot of situations. Like the way that they talk to women is just wow. Like we react to pimps and stuff like that. You see them online.
Right.
But Tristan will be like, he'll have a girl and she got like kicked out the day before, so she's upset. But then she comes back today because she feels embarrassed about the way she acted.
Yeah.
Come, give me a kiss. She's like, meh, stop being annoying and give me a kiss. And then she comes to give a kiss. Don't be, I just met Sneeko. You can't embarrass me in front of Sneeko. Get us a coffee. And then she goes, gives a coffee. Here. And then we just go in a 3-hour conversation. Wow. And she's sitting here for 3 hours, just sitting, just happy to be around him.
Bad too, I'm bad.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Bro, we'll be at the club. I'm not sure how much he wants to say, but we'll be at the club, man. And it's just like, the guy's a fucking savage, man. Imagine, hypothetically, this is not a real story.
Okay.
We're at the club.
Fair.
And he'll just call 8 of his girlfriends. He's like, watch this. This is a small day. This is a light day. And all of them are just like sitting in the section, just
chilling.
And they're all like looking at each other, competing and judging each other. And
are they
like
not friends? Or they're not like...
Some of them are.
Taking shots with each other?
But they're not really friends because they're all competing. And Tristan will go to the bathroom and they're like a bunch of Europeans like, where's Tristan? Where's Tristan? Where's... Like, they're all competing for his attention.
Right,
it's beautiful.
Right. I mean that's one way to live life.
Yeah. He must have 20 women in love with him that I saw. And I don't know how many it is total, but I'm telling you, like, dead ass in love.
So it's like more so about his demeanor and less so about, like, because we talked about, like, being charming and being funny and being whatnot. But I don't even think that's his game. He don't even need that, right? It's just complete power.
No, you
just
have to be
power.
No, he's a gentleman.
Okay.
It's not complete power. You need to be everything that a woman needs. Which is a gentleman. You need to be funny, charming.
Yeah.
Nice, aggressive, but also passionate.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
everything.
How was clubbing with him too? Like, you guys just got hella bottles, just the whole table, the whole club,
so
rented out.
It was Fresh's birthday at one point, and he was like, "Oh, let's go to the club and then like do a party at the house." And Tristan's like, "No, if I go out, I do it big. If we go, we go big. Go big or go home." And so we get the biggest section, of course.
Yeah.
All the bottles, the baddest b****s are at the highest level of the club.
Right.
And so everybody else is just like on the bottom. They got no girls. And then even then, if there's a nice girl, the Tristan will just reach out his hand and then they come to our section. It's just
fire,
like...
Fire.
It's...
Are you a little intimidated at this setting? Because it's like, damn, I'm... You know, like last week, I was just out in Miami, just you know, at a regular club. But now I'm like living this life with these like A players. I got a Bugatti, you know, like type dudes. Like, is it a little intimidating?
No, because they kind of accept me as the low bro. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like Tristan and Andrew, they genuinely like me for me.
Right.
I think. And we still talk on the phone sometimes. Yeah. So I know my place.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I'm not. They don't really want to hear my stories for the most part. I'm here to learn. I'm here to learn from them.
Fair.
But
you stay quiet.
I'm
like,
good company.
Oh.
No, I talk. I'm good company. Okay. I get crack jokes, stuff like that. But it's like, I'm not gonna go mansplain to them, or I'm not gonna them.
Right.
They are. Yeah, they like having me around. So there's no. No, I don't feel intimidated. No.
Okay, but there is like a level of respect that you like a hierarchy type.
Yeah. Like
you did get kicked out of the
I didn't get kicked out. I ended up doing it. So what happened beforehand was I heard that I was a risk. I heard I was a liability. Before I got banned, I heard from some insiders like, you're being profiled. You're under a social media blacklist. It's a risk to have you on.
Oh, shit.
But then Andrew's like, ah, come on. And then I went on anyway.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah.
Cool.
He's still a rebel. Like I even though at all this point, all this money, there's still some part of him is like, these pussies. I'm gonna.
Yeah. No, that's real like old, big bro or like uncle type beat, right?
It's a big bro.
Big bro.
Yeah.
Word. Damn, that's crazy to think that you know, you tapped in all the way into Romania.
Yeah, going from reacting to the videos to attending in the house, and I think that goes to show that. Brings back to my other point that negativity thrives on social media.
Right.
You can say negative stuff, and if you say anything positive, bro, you probably saw it. Everyone called Tate Dick Ryder, every single day, like copycat. Yeah. But real recognized real, and I knew that we thought the same way.
So you don't think positivity could blow up on social media at all?
So what you can do, like right now, if you talk about my creativity kit,
yeah.
You could say it's a scam. You could say the creativity kit is a pyramid scheme, title, 200,000 views. If you make a video saying the creativity kit, I bought the creativity kit and I loved it. And it's a thumbs up and the... You're not clicking that. It seems like an ad.
But what about
for saying something negative.
But what about... See, the negativity, right? That's fast views, right? But, like, what if you molded this, like, success journey from
that's what I did.
Like, in...
Well, I mean, like, reacting to Tate's videos and saying that what he's saying is right. Mm-hmm. That was a... If you watch my streams from when I started, that was, like, one of the first things I reacted... I didn't know who he was.
Right.
And then I reacted to the videos and I kept watching them. I'm like, oh, yeah, I agree with everything he's saying. And so I bobbed and weaved all the allegations of dick riding for so long, and that's a success journey. I ended up in the house, and now we're boys. But right. It's quicker to get views right now if you say Sneeko's a loser. If you tweet Sneeko's a loser right now, you'll go viral. It's very simple. But if you say, I like Sneeko's videos, nobody gives a fuck.
But what, don't you want somebody to come out of this creativity kit like a new man, like somebody that like built up this whole career, right?
Yeah.
Because that's ultimately. See, I'm more on the positivity side of shit, right?
Good, yeah.
I'm like,
that's
yo,
how you last,
huh?
That's how you last.
Yeah, and I feel like if you could somehow, you know, like train somebody to come up out of your creativity kit, there's no need for it. You could put out all the haters, right?
Yeah.
And that's the goal.
They will happen. I've hired a lot of people from the Creativity Kit. I got them Dobbs. Steph is Cole. Got an editor from there.
Yeah.
Two other Twitch streamers that I met yesterday asked me to find them an editor from the Creativity Kit. So eventually there's going to be videos coming out like, this shit changed my life.
So it's a hub of like editors or?
It's a network of people who want to make money online. So there's a lot of different people. It's not just editors. It's also people who make music,
yeah.
Production, people who... study the algorithm, people who make videos themselves, people who podcast, like anything when it comes to making money online, that's the place to network.
Okay. Word.
You should sign up.
I should take a look.
If you want a good editor, that's a good place to find it. Like
for okay. Real, yeah. Yeah. And I mean, anything else you want to just a quick plug on what Creativity Kit is?
I do 3 calls a week. I'm supposed to have a call in an hour, and I detail a whole course on how to make money online, how to become a creative,
mm-hmm.
and how everything I learned about 9 years of YouTube before they banned me. I did it so well, they had to get me off the platform.
How that feel, bro? To just see the main channel get banned.
I fell to my knees in Walmart. I was out shopping with Fresh and Musa, my editor. Yeah. And then I got the emails and I was just like, just stunned. And then it was so funny. I was outside in London and then people are still coming up to me. Like, I'm literally, no homo, I'm literally on the verge of tears. Yeah. Like, I was really
excited. Well, hold on. Let's dial what? That back. What? That's not homo.
Hey, pause. I almost cried.
If you, what the fuck, man? Yo, if you ever need a shoulder to cry on, bro,
I don't got cry. You, crying is gay.
Hold on.
Crying is gay. Being gay is not bad, but it's gay.
I must be gay then.
Okay, then you're gay. But anyway, I'm outside in London and I'm like, literally, I'm like, fuck. And then people are like, yo, Sneeko. And I'm like, what's up, man? I just got banned. They're like, yo, cool. Give me a second, but I don't care. Like, in that moment, I realized there's nothing I can do. Crying or being upset about it or wallowing in pity is not going to solve nothing. So
don't take a second to just...
Not a f***ing second. God damn, five people came up to me from that walk, from the falling in knees to back to the hotel. Yeah. I took a picture with every single person. I said, I just got banned. They're like, yo, cool. Took a selfie and I'm like, just keep going. I did a podcast that night, did a podcast the next day. I have not sat and thought about it. I'm just going to keep going, man. We're men. We are able to act. We don't need to sit in our emotions. We know what to do. Mm. There's nothing like crying is not going to accomplish anything.
Do you meditate at all? Like, how do you just immediately switch to like, all right, I know what I need to do? Because normally, like, people get hit and they feel down for a little bit, right? Even me, I'm like, you know, I've had flops. I've had, you know, depressing days.
Yeah, when you hit a 10 out of 10.
It hit 10 out of 10 when the whole Yu-Gi-Oh video flopped, bro. Oh, yeah. I dropped 35K on that bitch.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, man.
That was too much.
Yeah. I did one of these. A couple ones came down.
But what did that do? Nothing. Exactly. So I prioritize my time now. Time is money.
Yeah.
So I'm not wasting it.
Now, is the immediate thought, like what was the game plan from there? Start a new YouTube channel?
So right now, yeah, I have a new... friend has... I am a guest on other people's YouTube channels. And for now, I am exercising my options to go to another platform. But I'm not afraid because...
You don't want to ever hop back on YouTube again?
F*** YouTube. Susan! Suck my d***!
Yeah, that's like a... It's like a New York way of...
Bye! Okay, I don't need you. Man. 9 years! I put my life into your platform. You ban me in a day. Suck my dick. I don't need you. I'm bigger than YouTube.
Yeah, suck a dick and dot.
Yeah!
This is a skit.
Yeah!
Get
up that cock!
This is a skit. This is a skit and they are playing characters.
I'm being ironic.
I love YouTube. I love YouTube with all my heart.
I love YouTube.
I think it's especially, bro, I miss some of your I don't want to be that guy, but you know, you made some great videos in the past too. I mean, we did a video together, and it's like I feel like those gotta, oh, they're gonna go on. Okay,
we'll see. I mean, they're all in the creativity kit actually. Oh, and luckily, okay. I lost a lot of those videos, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But some of them, I saved them on an old hard drive. I spent a long day recovering it. That's when I started feeling like really nostalgic and reminiscent. When I was like opening up my old hard drives and trying to find the old videos, yeah. And like, it's not working. And then I called my dad like, yo, do you have a hard drive over here of these old videos? And that was tough. But luckily somebody, and this is not, I'm not even trying to plug this shit too much. Somebody in the creativity kit backed up every single one of my videos. Mm. And now they're all available there. And I swear to God, if it wasn't for the creativity kit, I would not have them. Like all the Call of Duty videos from back in the day.
I never.
Bro, YouTube was a time capsule. YouTube was a diary for me. I grew up. I started when I was 13.
Damn. He was doing commentary videos, right?
And I left them all up just because I wanted to go back. Like I like to go back sometimes and see how my voice dropped and everything. Like my whole life, work, all that was on YouTube. And for them to take it away, like you don't forget that.
Now, I mean, when you were wilding on the other channel, though, did you know that there was this risk coming?
Yeah.
And you were still going, I'm a soldier of God.
Yeah. I stick to the message, man. I was talking about this in academics because I think a lot of people, they prioritize the clout and the money. But I get my satisfaction from connecting with people.
Yeah.
And I notice a lot of people when they get like crypto millionaires and they make a lot of money in business, they want to get into YouTube. They want to get into content creation because they see people like I walk anywhere and I get respect. Like people really, they fuck me to a different level. And that's something that money can't buy. Yeah. Like if I go to a club that I've never been for, the bouncer knows who I am.
Yeah.
Or like I'm at the bar and there's like staying too long in the fence. Yeah. Like, yo, let me get you a drink.
It's a different feeling.
It is. Yeah. And that has always been more valuable to me than attention or money.
Yeah, I mean, well, people might misconstrue that as attention.
It is, but there's not all attention is good attention. Okay. Right? Like, if Lil Pump is walking outside, it's like, look at that f***ing, oh, the dude, the f***ing idiot.
Yeah.
Me, they're like, yo, they'll say shit like, yo, I watched your videos for like 5 years, and they helped change my life. Or like, I'd be in a restaurant, and someone's like showing me a merch pick that he bought from 2019. It's like, yo, quality over quantity, that really like resonated with me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's different. That's more important than any type of money or clout or clicks.
But I mean, speaking of money, you made a rack, right? Because you announced over in Romania. Is that true? My man, a millionaire?
I did not make $1 million. No. Oh. I was on the way. If they didn't ban me, I think I would be a millionaire by December, like before 2023. Mm. Yeah.
What was the AdSense looking like?
Pretty damn good. Even though I have the lowest CPM on YouTube, bro, like $2-3, uh-huh. It's still, I was getting like 30-40 million views a month. So it was right. It was pretty damn good. Yeah, okay. Pretty damn good. I had a couple of good months. So that's the, especially the Google AdSense froze my last check. So
what was the amount?
$120,000.
$120,000.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get that. I'm like, you can't talk to a lawyer or something?
It is what it is, man. That's it's a private company. They can do what they want. That was a strategic banning. They did that to f*** me.
Since we last spoke, how's the love life been?
It's good.
It's good?
Yeah.
What was that? Because at some point, when you were wilding during the summer, I don't think you were with Maria.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, what's the vibes? You back with her? You got multiple? What's the vibes?
Undisclosed. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Okay.
I don't want to...
Damn, bro. But there's some trauma in those eyes.
No, there's no trauma. I'm very happy right now.
Okay.
I'm very happy right now.
Okay. Man.
Right now, I can't. I have like a bigger mission, a bigger goal right now. I have a lot of problems that I need to work on. Like, I'm really exercising the deals that are going to shape my future.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Maybe even the future of social media and big tech. I think this is really. Something really big is about to happen, and I want to be a part of it. I am a part of it.
Yeah.
And I don't have time to be dealing with like petty relationship problems or right, any of that bullshit. Anything that's going to drain your energy or take you away or keep you not focused, it's just a waste of my time. So if anything is any bickering, any arguing, any...
You don't even...
Bye.
Don't even tolerate that.
Bye.
Yeah.
No, I got bigger shit to worry about, man.
Man. I think that... You really changed since the last time we spoke.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, you know what it is, too? It's like, I saw how much you were grinding. That inspired me. I'm like, why am I over here, you know, just... I could be celibate for a hot minute and really focus in on, like, building my team with YouTube and, you know, growing out my channels. I think when you were, like, really dialed in on those live streams, because you were working, like, 10 hours a fucking day, bro.
Yeah, easy.
You really think about it.
Yeah, sometimes more like researching the videos I was gonna react to, uploading them, talking to the editor, streaming 5 hours every single day.
Yeah. So,
and when I get into the zone, I don't stop.
Mm. I also remember, you know, back a couple months ago, you called me a bot, bro. What you mean by that?
You said some bot shit, no?
What was I saying?
You were talking about the Hamza beef. And you said like very predictable stuff. It was just like
what did I say? Hold on, let's rewind a little bit, because I think, I think I agreed with Hamza at the moment.
Yeah.
Right, and he was saying like, you know, the part where you were like, oh yeah, Sneaker was wasting his life away drinking, you know.
That's what you agreed with.
Yeah, I was like, you know, he's not working out as much, and he's making fun of a guy doing yoga, and I'm like,
no, stretching with short shorts on a bed.
Okay, hold on.
A little different. And then centering the camera. It's jokes. If you're stretching with short shorts on a bed for a bunch of men on the internet,
yeah.
Someone needs to be like, hey, yo. Somebody got to step in. That's it. Right? And I still drink. Drinking is not good. I drink on a regular... I drink a lot. I work out. I should work out more. That does not take away the ability for someone to go, bro, what the f*** are you doing, bro?
I think you also coming at like the whole self-help community too at that point.
Hey, roasting. See, YouTubers, they don't understand the fact like you can healthily roast people. And what you should do is roast back. You shouldn't come at your whole like care. There's a difference between roasting and making a hate video.
That it was a hate video on his end.
You started talking about my family.
Okay,
he got personal. People, YouTubers are taking so. YouTubers have so much ego.
Right.
If I make a little joke, like
that's true.
You know how it goes. Like someone, if you give me a compliment too much, I'd be like, "Yo, you get off my dick." Like,
chill. that's because you're from New York, bro.
Yeah, but if you say people on YouTube have so much, like, you respect me, my ego. It's just like chill. So you need someone like me once in a while, just be like.
You look goofy.
Yeah, calling you a bot. Like, just, you don't need to get offended about it. It's just, insults are good. There's a difference between insulting and then talking about somebody's personal life. Talking about family or, like, relationships. Like, that's...
Right. That's facts.
That's not an attack. That's just, like, you're trying to bring somebody down instead of make fun of them. We should be able to make fun of people, but people's egos are too high because of clout.
But do you feel like your delivery sometimes, it'd be a little, you know what I'm saying, like, aggressive? Like you be delivering your jokes with like a Glock pointed towards. That's what it feels like sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel like your delivery could.
You see how you said the word feel like four times? It's because we're in a world
gay,
right now.
I am gay.
We prioritize feelings over facts. Like we live in a feelings economy. Everything is about how you have to always consider how someone may feel. And I'm tired. People are too wrapped up in themselves now. My truth, myself, me, feeling, chill. Head bot, gay boy, you fucking, like, not you, but like everybody. Everybody needs, bro, perfect example.
But how did you guys resolve that? Because ultimately, like,
he made an apology video after.
Oh, like a whole apology.
Yeah, he apologized for what he said, and that's why I was like, bro, I told you.
Yeah, I think the personal.
And then, I had him on my stream too.
Uh huh.
I agree with this message. Back then, when I made that, I was more like, let me just be funny. And then now I want to add, seeing the influence that I have, I think it's more important to also be somewhat of a role model and encourage self-improvement. Yeah. I think that's important. Yeah. So we are two sides of the same. He's fully self-improvement. I'm a role model. Like, I asked him, what do you consider yourself? Because I consider myself like a comedian, truth seeker, whatever.
Right.
He's like, a leader. I'm a leader. You know, and immediately if I said that shit, I would cringe. So it's just two sides of the same coin, but both people are necessary. Yeah, we squash it. I have his WhatsApp. We talk sometimes.
Okay.
I don't take it personally. I understood why he got there, but it's repetitive because there's so many YouTubers who get to that point. Like, I've noticed it on repeat since I started streaming. I'll make fun of them, and they're like, they don't want to take it.
No, I think at the time, I just agree with his points, his notions of, like, self-improvement. And I was like, the way he framed you, too, is like, damn, bro, why Sneeko, like, look like a loser low-key? Like,
that's why you're a YouTuber. You can't believe the narrative of a hate video.
Right. Yeah, I think at that time I must have had some bot into my system. On that note of self-improvement, you say you're like, you know, trying to aim at the same mission, right? What do you think are the like the top three things that's missing in most guys right now they could work on? For me, I think you really put me onto like. Just thinking critically, like just sitting there and like, because before I had a period of my time like where I did a stand-up, right? And so I remember I was like journaling shit, and I remember like some of those thoughts were, yeah, it was interesting, right? But then I think naturally when people stop thinking, they're just kind of influenced by whatever they
social
see.
Media, like, and like, oh my god, the way he framed this video. If you don't critically think, then you can buy into somebody else's opinion too easily.
You
should be able to analyze the situations properly for what they are.
Yeah
I don't think people think critically enough.
So,
I think that the three things you have more or
no. Go for it.
So the question is, the three things that's most important for guys right now.
Yeah,
I think having some level of God in your life. And that doesn't mean that you need to follow a specific religion, but some sort of meditation, spirituality, some connection with something that's greater than you. Whether it's meditation, prayer, or just belief, you need that. Especially like LA is just a godless, emptiness, demon city. Satan runs LA. You need to get out of here.
Hold on.
I feel it. There's something off about here.
I'm living good right now, bro. I got a higher power. In fact, you could say the same thing about Miami, bro.
Miami is, but they're better looking there. It's a hotter city. And God must be there because he's like, oh, look, God's favorites are in Miami. LA's an ugly ass city, bro. Like, walking around here, I said, Jimmy, just look at the people walking around here.
Oh, my God.
You go on Sunset Boulevard or Hollywood Boulevard. It's just like, look at taking pictures of the stars on the floor. Are you guys real? Am I in a simulation? LA is just like NPC. It literally, if you haven't been to LA and you play GTA 5, they got it spot on.
Oh, is it Liberty City?
Vice City is New York. Los Santos. Los Santos is Los Angeles.
Yeah, I did even like Vice City the best.
How they are programmed in the game is exactly like how they walk, the homeless people, just like how they're just the nothing in their eyes. It's empty here.
Bro, you could say the same thing about Miami. You're all Spanish guys with a fucking chain and a button down Hawaiian t-shirt. Bro,
there's a little more like, hey, what's up?
It's more lit.
Yeah, there's more something. A little bit of, okay, que lo que.
My bad to cut it, if that's how you feel about LA, what about New York? Do you think New York is slowly turning into
New
LA?
New York is turning to a godless place too, yeah. New York is all LGBTQ, like yell your abortions, communist flags at protests. It's getting directionless.
New York got a little bit of everybody though, right?
So but the essence, like when I walk around in Brooklyn, I would like leave my apartment and go to the deli, and then you just see like the non-gender like mullet, pink hair, Adam's apple dress thing,
right.
Like walking like that, and it's just. I need to get out of there. Like, why are these people are popping up everywhere? It's time to go. At least Miami is, like, nice and heterosexual.
Oh, my God.
It's nice and hetero in Miami.
Yeah. You know, everybody got their preferences, what they want to be surrounded by.
Yeah. New York is turning real gay.
Real gay, man. And it's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing, you know.
But no, but Pride Month is a sin if you think about it. Like Pride is one of the seven deadly sins. And then these people have a whole month like getting naked, selling balloons on the street, running around, and like their parents are bringing their kids to Pride. Like, look how woke and progressive this is. It's just the most degenerate behavior. Like these people are like bringing their fetish costumes into the park. It's disgusting. It's literally disgusting. Like,
damn, I got homegirls that
grown people, here's how they get brainwashed, because they think that it's really woke and stuff like that. They've used demonic behavior and made it progressive and woke. So astrology is witchcraft, and then all these girls think it's really like connecting with their spirit. Pride Month is a sin. Pride, you shouldn't be like, I suck dick. Yeah, like imagine, bro. There's no straight parade. Why? Like you should just do it.
Why are we
out here celebrating how many dicks we suck? It's disgusting.
It's like, if you do it, just do it. It's fine if you do it.
Yell your abortions. They had a parade in New York where girls walk out together and they would yell how many abortions they had. Demonic behavior has become woke.
Don't you think it's like because of like oppression, they finally feel free? They want to celebrate.
No. There's no oppression in the West, man. There's none.
Yeah.
Women are equal to men. Completely. Gays are not oppressed. What rights do gays and women not have that they need? Name one.
So you don't think there should be like a celebration at all?
Why? Why do I need to be a part of it? It's like if you don't
Just go party with all your other friends.
Well,
like,
we don't need to close off fucking Fifth Avenue so that you can bring a dick balloon through the street. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
They close off streets. The main roads in Manhattan.
I mean, Thanksgiving is popping. You know what I'm saying?
At least that's some celebration of thankful, blah, 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 pilgrims and natives.
Yeah, see, that still dates back to a thing, though, you know?
It does. Like, I understand the problem with natives and whatever white people.
Yeah.
But at least it's based in family and giving thanks and something positive. The gay pride LGBT shit is based in pride, which is a sin.
But I think, isn't it based off of like, like one day they got liberated? Don't you think it's like part of American history?
Thanksgiving?
Or no, like the gay pride.
Really? One day they got liberated?
Actually, I don't know.
Yeah, you're just making shit up, bro.
It's not that. It was funny because the way you said it too, you were like, you didn't say it with conviction.
No, I didn't. No. No, it's the Independence Day.
Christmas for gay people or something. Like, it's just the whole month.
I'm getting canceled for this
month.
So I have a question then about because the thing is, with people who were gay, right? Like, it's only been, like, what? Maybe the 70s or... Yeah, 70s or 80s where it was, like, okay to be gay. So, you don't think that since it's such an early recent development, like, you know, like 70s, 60s, I think, you know, maybe they deserve to have, like, a little bit of a time to celebrate, right?
All of them that are going are Gen Z, pretty much. The old gays, like, they're there, but they pretty much do their thing. By now, they're rich. They're wealthy. Gay guys, like, make a lot of money. They're not wasting... Like, the cool gays... I don't hate gays. The cool gays are like who just wear good clothes and like, okay. A lot of them are like, gay pride is... Have you ever talked to those like sophisticated gays?
Yeah.
They understand that this shit is disgusting. Most of the people that go there are just doing it to get woke points, to get an Instagram picture. A lot of them are not even really gay. They're like, it's just a mix of all these degenerates that go there. Like they don't have nothing else going on in their life and they use that
sophisticated gays, I would say they mix a lot more well with society.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, going back to your point of like the three things that guys should work on. So you got the spirituality.
Yeah, I think you should connect with God, and I think that can mean a lot of things. Second one is thinking critically, and that to do that you need to separate your ego from everything that you do. I think that social media drives ego pretty high right now. Mm. And in order to think critically, you need to humble yourself. Mm. And the third one for men is stay focused on something bigger than yourself. And so that's whatever you want to accomplish in life. If that's going to the gym, you always have to be thinking about the next step. Just like when I wanted to cry about my YouTube channel, instead, what's the next step? I need to find another website. I need to find another, what else could I do to keep this message going? Mm. And so if you connect your mind to something that's bigger than yourself, then you don't fall off. But if you have no purpose, and I've gotten to the point where I've been really nihilistic. Where nothing mattered. Yeah, you've seen this whole change.
Earlier this year, yeah.
Where nothing mattered in my life.
Yeah.
And that's when you can fall off. You go down the deep end, you start doing degenerate shit. Yeah. But if you're focused on a bigger goal, then you know what to do.
Was it when you started live streaming?
Because the beauty of live streaming is that you get to connect. Thank you. I got you. Uh-huh. With thousands of people all at once. And so I could read the consciousness of a lot of people immediately. Mm. Seeing the amount of incels and seeing the amount of directionless men was very obvious just reading my chat and the stuff that they wanted to watch. They wanted to watch Hamza. They wanted to watch Andrew Tate. They wanted to watch something, and they were like very religious. They were very angry at women. Like, I could read it and I could see what was happening, and I felt like starting to stream without any motivation, yeah, I figured out a lot of men very quickly. Mm. And that gave me the opportunity to go fix a problem that was not being addressed by anybody, especially content creators.
Right. But I feel like information could only go so far, right? As in, like, you could preach however much you want, but are they actually going to go and do it?
Well, you have to give them practical advice, too, and give them an opportunity. So,
right.
So I offer that with my course. I know what you have to pay to join. It's $50. But everybody that's in there, it's like we're all working on something together. And you really need a network of people who are like-minded. Yeah. If you don't have that, that's when you fall off. And you're not going to find that with your little friend group in the same city. You're going to be vaping and playing Fortnite all day.
Right.
You need to. I've met all the most successful people and the people that I work with all through the internet.
Yeah.
That's the best way to find people who connect with you. So here, I can't just be yelling this shit all the time. Right, I'll be doing push-ups on my stream. I'm like, chat, do some push-ups with me. That's not just information. Like, they'll be going back and forth when I see them. And we're doing push-ups together. I'm giving them like practical advice. I'm giving them opportunities for jobs. I've gotten many people jobs through my creativity kit. I'm trying to... I don't want it to just be mindless, dumb entertainment. I don't like negative vibrate. Like, I did the podcast with No Jumper with Adam22.
Yeah.
And... no offense, his shit is mindless entertainment. There's nothing progressive about it. He has he does a porn show afterwards.
Yeah.
He's like smoking weed the whole time. He's talking about ops and drugs and killing and beef. Mm. All of it, what excites him, and he has like satanic imagery all over his place. Yeah, he has Satan on his desk. He has an upside down cross. He is attracted to negative energy. And when you do that, your vibration is lower. So the whole podcast, if you watch it, is really slow. Unlike this. This is like This is way better. But he doesn't really have a bigger goal or a bigger purpose. He's not connected to God, so there's nothing. He's not trying to raise a vibration. He's just like, he is addicted to, like, oh, if I know a girl does porn, I have to watch it. Like, you don't have to.
So here's the thing, right? I also do videos for porn stars, right? Now, how do you feel about the videos that I've done in the past?
I think it's degenerate. I think it's degenerate. And I know Gabe's starting a company with the OnlyFans of porn stars too. I fear for the future of a lot of men that the fact that porn is being pushed down our throats every single day. It's infiltrated. It's left porn sites and now it's on YouTube. Everybody's getting into it. I mean, all respect to you, make your money. And I understand that people like doing it, but you have to think, people don't really think further than that. People don't think about like, these are not going to make good mothers. They might be fun on a yacht. They might be fun at a party. But if you're a porn star, you're not going to raise a good family.
Okay, so let's backpedal. So I did a video where I set up a version with Violet, right? And then post them f***ing, he glowed up. Because it was like, it flipped a switch in his brain that like, oh, I could do this, right? And then he went on this like self-development journey.
99% of guys are not going to f*** Violet Myers. They're just going to watch her. You selected him and you got lucky he won. You fixed one guy out of the millions who are watching the video who are jealous that he exists.
Hold on. Hold on. Because here's the thing, right? I think it could break certain stigmas in their head that this is possible. Don't you think, like, some of these videos...
It's possible that a YouTuber is going to select me for a competition.
Okay. Like, not fucking just the... No, like, yo, like, they could... If somebody that looks like them could fuck, they could fuck too.
Okay, but how did that guy get to that situation? He won a competition. He hit the lottery.
No. We did an interview process. He was a cool guy. He was a nice guy. He got out of his comfort zone. He flew to LA, right? There was a whole
because lesson. He didn't even do it on his own. You did it. You gave him pussy. You pimped her out for him.
Hold on.
That's what happened. Like, most guys, that's never gonna. They're not gonna get flown out by a YouTuber and fuck a porn star for some YouTube views.
But there's a deeper meaning behind that. Like, I gave him a makeover. I tell guys, like, this is what you gotta do. These are the steps that you gotta take to be able to.
You gave him a makeover somebody. And everything, and he still couldn't fuck a without you.
No, after that, he did. He got a girlfriend, bro.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's like some of these when they a lot of times because bro, I was a virgin, so I get a lot of times it's like you just gotta.
We were all virgins, bro.
Okay. When'd you lose your virginity? Like 14? I lost it at 21, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like for a heavy amount of years, I was like, man, it's like a crush in your mind. But yeah. A lot of times it's just about showing people what's possible.
Yeah.
Right, and I think I just do that through, I guess, more putting shit together in person type beat, not like, let me tell you. And I'm trying to figure out this way where I could include the OnlyFans girls and the down bad guys, to hopefully solve solving the problem from within.
You're gonna need there's a lot of incels out there. There's not enough OnlyFans girls who are willing to do that.
Hey man, we could set up some orgies. Come on.
You're trying to be hints for all these incels and all these thoughts. I know. So Gabe is not managing OnlyFans. He's starting a company where he starts creating content for porn stars and OnlyFans girls that want to get into content creation outside of getting f***ed online. So they're finding ways to promote themselves that aren't just porn. So that's to transition out of porn. Yeah. You're rehabilitating thoughts. Okay.
Because
right. That's good. I thought you were trying to like just give him other avenues. Do you have some girls that are just trying to get more promo for their porn and OnlyFans, or are they actually trying to get out of it?
No, most of them are getting out of it.
Oh, that's good.
Well, I just want to catch up with an old buddy, bro. All
right.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
It is, bro. It's good to see you. I feel like I haven't seen you since. I don't even think I saw you this summer when that whole like incident, or not incident, but you know, you faked a beating.
I was doing CeCe Kane's movie, and the movie came out. It was. Deleted. It's on the creativity kit. That's where all my videos are.
Right.
So we were shooting a short film, and I had makeup on my face because I just got jumped in the movie. And so I'm in the train station. I'm waiting in between scenes. I take a selfie, and I'm like, I quit streaming, thinking like people are gonna understand it was a joke. I told everybody that I was gonna do Steezy's movie, so I thought my chat knew, but I didn't think about the fact that shit blew the fuck up. And also, so many people want to see me get hurt. So many people want to see me fall right now. Got a lot of haters out there. A lot of people are gonna be happy and celebrate the fact when I got banned and celebrated when I got hurt. So I posted that. That was one of the most viral tweet I ever had. Also, the most viral day. I gained 37,000 subscribers in one day because people thought I got jumped. The amount of traffic that went into my platform because of all this drama is insane. That's what people want to see. People want to see negativity. They want to see hurt. They don't want to see positivity. It's not interesting.
So that wasn't planned at all. Like it was
It was just I was just bored in between takes of Steezy's movie.
That's
cool. And then I started capitalizing. I saw
it looks so real though.
Like, during the movie, like in between shoots, I ended up on Drama Alert. In between takes, we didn't even finish shooting the movie. I'm still like doing these scenes, and I'm on Drama Alert for getting jumped.
But do you think that's a real thing that could happen to you now?
No.
No, that's just no. Like nobody's ever gonna take it to you in person.
God's watching me. Okay. I can't be touched, and I keep it on me, man.
Okay.
Like
a pepper spray.
I got it on me.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sometimes I went out last night with Salim and going out to the club. I see some people like give me a look or something like that. But everybody that comes up to me is always positive. I've never, ever experienced a hater in real life. Nobody said, never. Mm. No one comes up to me, I hate this shit. No, they're just like, oh, you're Sneeko.
Right.
Hate exists online. It manifests online. That's where the negativity thrives on social media.
Yeah.
But real life, no.
Do you think the ultimate problem, like these OnlyFans is replacing real intimacy?
Yeah. It's fucking up a lot of relationships. And like all guys in their 20s right now are in every major city. They have this crisis of trying to find love and trying to find a real connection. Mm. And it's harder to find because the girls that are in front of us are like LA. Like here's a good example. I had a girl from the Creativity Kid actually come meet me at the No Jumper studio. Right. Adam 22 was like, let me see if I ever fucked her before. And it's like, what? There's no way you did. Because he's so used to being around the clout porn LA degenerate demon scene that he's thinking that the only girls I'm f***ing with are going to be OnlyFans thoughts. But this girl's a good girl.
Yeah.
This girl is like, she believes in God. She's like 1,600 followers. Just like a normal girl. Fucking girl. And he's like, oh. And they kind of, I saw him like, oh, shit, there's some normal girls out there that exist that I'm not even seeing. So that's what I'm saying. Like, the culture of LA is driving towards this degenerate place. And it's fine, like, I guess, but that's just not, I get sadder when that happens. Like, when I was addicted to porn, I don't watch porn at all anymore. I don't even, I jerk off once in a while. Once in a while.
Yeah.
But to memories. To memories.
To memories.
To memories, yeah. To
what about to old tape? You got some old tapes?
Yeah, I got some DVDs in my head.
Okay.
Yeah, pull up the old VHS. You know what I'm saying? Nah, you don't, it's not that hard. But anyway, when I was really addicted to porn, like every time you finish watching porn, you feel, there's no, you don't have testosterone. You're like, like when you leave a session after looking at 60 tabs, trying to find the right video, and you've been in there, and lotion's there, and it's like, then you like, wipe it off. And then you're like, your bro's like, hey, what you doing? Nothing.
There's different levels of jerking.
You don't want to make eye contact with people, bro.
There's some quick ones. I just excuse myself to the bathroom. And then just go about my day.
That sounds like that. Do that
note? And then I just go about my
Why
day.
Why does your c*** sound so Asian, bro?
But there are days where I'm just like, you know, it's just like, you know, with the lotion, I get everything charged out of there, you know?
Ideally, a man doesn't do that at all.
Facts.
You... And I used to, real talk, we going down bad show. That goes like 17, 18 in college, stuff like that. A lot of times where I couldn't get it up. I had a lot of ED, and I think it was because I was watching porn. And it was because I was jerking off a lot. Now, no problem at all because I'm so like, yes, this is what I have to do.
Right.
I'm a man. I'm only getting head for the most part, barely jerk off. And I never have any problem. Like, I don't have
the insecurity. Only getting, like, you're not even fucking?
I prefer, like, for random girls, I prefer getting head.
Interesting.
Yeah. Cleanup's easy.
Yeah,
that's what I prefer. I don't have any problem anymore. Like, but I used to be in my head a lot. And, like, I remember one time I was f***ing this bitch in college, and I couldn't get it up. And I went to the bathroom and I played porn so I can get hard. Stuff like that f***s with a lot of people, and I know that that can make you even more insecure. Because when you have that ED, and there's a lot of guys watching, you know what I'm talking about. You get it, like, bro, that shit will get in your head. It's like losing 10-0 in a game. It's like taking a big L. You're like, fuck, can't even f*** this bitch. It's like you can't perform. It's like there's something
awkward.
Wrong with you.
It's awkward, too, in the moment. You got to look at the girl like, hey,
what's
not
wrong
you.
With me?
It's
like,
not you,
yo,
baby.
And then you're trying to, like, fucking, I don't know, man. It's the worst.
Yeah.
But that's gone. Ever since I cut out porn, no problem.
No ED.
No problem.
Okay, so there's different types of ED, right? I think I realized recently that there's post-breakup ED.
That was the most female word you ever used, bro. Damn. What are you talking about?
Hold on, bro. All right, so when the sex is so fire in the relationship that after the breakup, you're like, fuck. I missed it. Like, this is just some random thought in front. Like, I'm not really feeling it.
Just say the same words, but stop being sad about it. Yeah, this is just some random thought. I don't even give a fuck about this. But yeah, choke.
I'm flaccid, though.
drink more water? I don't...
That never happened to you, though?
No, I think you need to accept disrespecting a girl a little more.
Oh, like, no, I mean...
Sometimes I get in heaven, but it's like, this stupid bitch, I just met her. Oh, wow, yeah. Keep doing your thing. This dumb...
But sometimes they suck. It's like this... Like, you don't
know
how to suck my dick.
Yeah. You know,
like, you don't know how to suck my dick. Like, you know, my... Okay, never mind. All right. hey, man, let's skip this part. You know what I'm saying?
You fuck with bitches that can't suck dick. They're putting teeth?
No, they're so pretty with it.
Why did you...
You know what it is? It's because you're too busy comparing rather than enjoying the moment.
And then I have to, like, hold their hip. All
right,
like...
That's some Asian girl head, right? That little preface. That's how Asian girls drink bubble tea. Exactly how they suck it.
Hold on.
That was bubble tea.
Oh, no.
That's why you gotta... I'm just saying, like, Asian... I don't know, man.
Yeah, the white girls... They do go a little crazy.
They do.
Yeah.
That's why you're sleeping on black girls.
You are.
You are.
On black girls. What's your type? If you have a preference.
I don't have a type.
You don't have a type?
I have a lot of... But everything.
Yeah. Now, I remember the last time you spoke, you know, you wasn't really tapping into the Asians. Have you since?
Because
you're like, you know, they're scared of you.
Damn, it's been a while since I had an Asian. I can't even remember the last one.
Oh, it's going to be a lot at the party tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they don't really like me.
We'll have a feast tonight, huh? There
was a feast? Well, I'm going to be in church. You can have some fun.
Oh, man. I mean, did you pull, like, do you usually pull, like, from clubs, dates?
Everything, yeah. Like, everything. Real life, Instagram, Tinder.
Oh, you still be on Tinder?
I was in Bucharest a little bit because I was, you know, I don't know a lot of girls there.
Yeah.
Instagram DMs is good. But also, I can still run down on a girl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The creativity kit.
Yeah, I'll be f***ing my fans, huh? No, but yeah, I think we should wrap it up because we could talk for days. But and my boy called. We got a yacht to go to. So, hey man, it's been a pleasure. You know,
good to be back on the Down Bad Show.
Absolutely, always.